Biggest game of the weekend coming up on Saturday is obviously between Georgia and Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Who do you want to hear from first, Kirby or Kalen?
Let me hear Kirby.
All right, let's hear Kirby first, talking about Jalen Milroe and what Georgia needs to do against him.
It's considerable jump as a just natural pocket passer. You see him make more throws now that are like rhythm throws, on-time throws, RPO throws. You can tell he's become more comfortable with those things. Still, some of his best and most exciting plays are when things break down or when he runs the ball by design. Either one is very dangerous. You can see him as a deep ball passer, the vertical passing game, the shots, the rhythm throws, the outs, the timing throws, the RPO throws. He's improved immensely at that part of his game, but he's always been good at the athletic part of
his game. I said this 2 weeks ago, I said, don't let this dude figure out this offense.
Right. That's the thing about it is he's been a home run hitter.
Yes.
Right?
Deep
ball is really great. Obviously, the explosive speed, he can kill you with that.
Yes.
This is a different system that DeBoer brings there that has made quarterbacks look incredible.
Yes.
Like every stop he's been on, he's made quarterbacks elevate their game to a level that it hasn't been at before. And we said this at the beginning of the year. Like, Milroe has all the tools, all the stuff you can't teach. If he can get him comfortable with that intermediate stuff and really get him more efficient in what he wants to do offensively,
you're in trouble.
The sky's the limit
for
this guy. Like, he's going to be in New York for the Heisman ceremony and likely wins it if he can do all that stuff.
He's still
figuring
it out.
He is. But he's obviously come a long way.
Yeah, man.
That second half against USF and then obviously that game against Wisconsin,
man.
They've had a week to work now. No, I mean, this is but also the Georgia defense is by far the biggest test that he'll face,
sure. Yes, and they're getting guys back. And, you know, I wanted to get to Caleb real quick, but this guy, we know everything that God-given ability to move and everything. But I looked at it from when I watched him this year from last year, especially after the benching before the South Florida game.
Right.
The growth that this young man has made, man, Jalen Milroe is that dude.
Yeah, he is.
He is that dude.
He's incredibly good.
He is that dude.
Here's the head coach of Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, talking about attacking that Georgia defense.
You're going to have a lot of physicality. You're going to have speed. So, you know, what you got to try to do is create the opportunities with your matchups, create opportunities and try to do what you can do to get a step or maybe, you know, have that defense freeze or flinch. That's offensive football. You try to do that any week, but that's what becomes a bigger test when you have a program like this that has so much continuity in what they've been doing, you know, because of their system and especially on the defensive side of the ball.
This game, and so I was having thoughts about it, just early thoughts about this game. When I look at these two rosters, first of all, they're full of great players. I would probably give the edge defensively core unit to Georgia over Alabama. I would say the offensive line, especially since Tate Ratledge in there, is probably a push. I see the running backs, probably a push, maybe. Probably a push. Receivers, I get the edge Alabama, probably, receiver-wise. It's about quarterback. And I honestly, like that Tuesday right now at 12:30, if Carson Beck does not outplay Milroe, they can't win.
No doubt.
They can't win.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's supposed to be, and not to say that Milroe didn't come in with hype. Of course he did. Yeah. Had a great year last year. But that's supposed to be the advantage that Georgia has every Saturday.
Yep. I need to see it. And I don't know what the line is or whatever like that.
Georgia's favored, which is kind of interesting because it is in Tuscaloosa. But yeah, Georgia's favored.
Okay, but I look at it from a standpoint of they're favored.
By two.
Okay.
So,
but I think that when you look at it from a standpoint, I think because it's in Alabama, and the last time we both saw these teams playing, Alabama was walking the dog up in Madison, and Georgia was struggling in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And so you view it from that standpoint right there. It is on the road. But I just view this is just right now on a Tuesday, and I probably change something on Friday because we're going to talk about it all week. But I think – and it's usually every matchup in a big game where quarterback plays better. Carson Beck got outplayed.
He does.
Because this is what Alabama thinks of Georgia. And when they play them, Andy, and they lose, whatever, in offense – they view them as, we can put our corners and our defenders man-to-man, and they can't get open against our coverage. That's how Alabama plays Georgia. And they can't get open.
I'm also interested to see if Kirby does what he's done traditionally against Saban, where he calls such a
vanilla-ass game. Lying on the defense in the run game.
Right. He gets so conservative, even in a team that doesn't do it like that. No, this isn't Saban anymore.
Right.
It's a different deal. Georgia's 45-2 in their last games.
And who
are those two losses to?
Yep.
Everybody knows who those two losses to. But it's It's when they had the best coach of all time coaching them. It's a different deal. There's so much in this game. I'm glad we're really kind of digging into it on Tuesday.
There's so much to go.
Because we need to spend segments on it every single day of this week, because there's so much to talk about with this game. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20, as well as he always does on Tuesdays.
What a petty ass dude.
Brandon?
I love Brandon. But let's watch it. Following him on a Saturday when, like, other teams that he hates, like Florida's and Auburn and all these other SEC teams are getting the crap beat out of him.
Yeah.
He's so petty.
He is. I think he thinks that he uncovered a conspiracy theory against Georgia.
Oh, no.
I saw that on Instagram the other day. It was like, I found a conspiracy theory. They're cheating us. We'll ask him about that.